Unit 10. Recording 4.
When I taught in New York City high schools for 30 years, no one but my students paid me a scrap of attention. In the world outside the school, I was invisible. Then I wrote a book about my childhood and became Mick of the moment. I hoped the book would explain family history to McCourt children and grandchildren. I hoped it might sell a few hundred copies and I might be invited to have discussions with book clubs. Instead, it jumped on the bestseller list and was translated into 30 languages, and I was dazzled. The book was my second act. In the world of books, I'm a late bloomer, a Johnny-come-lately, new kid on the block. My first book, Angela's Ashes, was published in 1996 when I was 66. The second, Tis, in 1999 when I was 69. At that age, it's a wonder I was able to lift the pen at all. New friends of mine, recently acquired because of my ascension to the bestseller list, had published books in their 20s. Striplings. So, what took you so long? I was teaching, that's what took me so long. Not in college or university, where you have all the time in the world for writing and other diversions, but in four different New York City public high schools. I've read novels about the lives of university professors, where they seem to be so busy with adultery and academic infighting, you wonder where they found time to squeeze in a little teaching. When you teach five high school classes a day, 5 days a week, you're not inclined to go home to clear your head and fashion deathless prose. After a day of five classes, your head is filled with the clamor of the classroom. I never expected Angela's Ashes to attract any attention, but when I hit the bestseller list, I became a media darling. I had my picture taken hundreds of times. I was a geriatric novelty with an Irish accent. I was interviewed for dozens of publications. I met governors, mayors, actors. I met the first President Bush and his son, the governor of Texas. I met President Clinton and Hillary Rodham Clinton. I met Gregory Peck. I met the Pope and kissed his ring. Sarah, Duchess of York, interviewed me. She said I was her first Pulitzer Prize winner. I said she was my first Duchess. She said, ooh, and asked the cameraman, did you get that? Did you get that? I was nominated for a Grammy for the spoken word and nearly met Elton John. People looked at me in a different way. They said, oh, you wrote that book. This way, please, Mr. McCourt. Or is there anything you'd like? Anything. A woman in a coffee shop squinted and said, I seen you on TV. You must be important. Who are you? Could I have your autograph? I was listened to. I was asked for my opinion on Ireland, conjunctivitis, drinking, teeth, education, religion, adolescent angst, William Butler Yeats, literature in general. What books are you reading this summer? What books have you read this year? Catholicism, writing, hunger. I spoke to gatherings of dentists, lawyers, ophthalmologists, and of course, teachers. I traveled the world being Irish, being a teacher, an authority on misery of all kinds, a beacon of hope to senior citizens everywhere who always wanted to tell their stories. They made a movie of Angela's Ashes. No matter what you write in America, there is always talk of the movie. You could write the Manhattan telephone directory and they'd say, so, when is the movie?